Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And the Office of the Attorney General is tonight directing the Inspector General of Police to open a full-scale investigation into circumstances under which a 63-year-old traditional priest allegedly married a 12-year-old girl. The AG is ready to commence prosecutions if the allegations are confirmed. Videos of what was supposed to be the marriage ceremony has caused public outrage. In the video, the female master of ceremonies is heard in the local Ga language, instructing the girl to dress provocatively for her husband and disclosing that the 63-year-old priest enjoys romancing his women. Medina MP and the deputy ranking member on the Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Committee in Parliament, Francis Xavier Sosu, and civil society groups, including the International Federation of Women Lawyers, FIDA, have all asked the police to arrest and prosecute the 63-year-old traditional priest. The 12-year-old and her mother are now both under police protection. The Attorney General's office has also waded into the matter. We have details of the AG's statement shortly. But in the last couple of hours, the office of the embattled Ga traditional priest, they have been addressing a news conference. Now, they insist the 12-year-old will only serve a deity and will not be engaged in a sexual relationship with the priest.
When we mention Babu, it is not a human being. Babu is a deity. If you want to associate this very matter to a human, then when you mention Babu, add the Wulomo. So we have the Babu Wulomo, and then we have the Babu, which is the deity. If Babu has, through divine intervention, taken Our Lady, who is our queen, then it is the deity that has something to do with our queen, and not Babu Wulomo as a person. Like, people are speculating that Babu Wulomo has married a younger woman below age. Please, press, we lay it before you, because most of these unacceptable statements here and there are from the telephones of people who classify themselves as
social media.
Bloggers. Wait until we clarify ourselves and get out of this mess. And we are going to, without mincing words, all those that have denigrated the image of the Babu Wulomo, and those persons behind the scenes that want to destroy the integrity and the social well-being, and again, the tradition of the Gadangbe people, we will deal with them.
Well, the Chieftaincy Minister, Stephen Asamoah-Gyan, has been meeting with the Interior Minister on the matter. He dismissed explanations earlier offered by the Gadangbe Council that justified the ceremony as a betrothal event and not a marriage ceremony.
The first concern was the welfare and the protection of the minor. And that is what preoccupied us up to at dawn this morning. So myself, the Minister for Women, Gender and Social Protection, and the IDP and its commanders, they located the little girl. And now, as the police have indicated to you, first of all, let me thank the police. They've done a good job. They used all their intelligence reports to locate the little girl and the parents. And so she's in comfortable location now. I passed through the place. I haven't seen the girl myself, but I know the Minister of Gender saw her and the social welfare people. I have also had meetings with the traditional authorities. Indeed, when you called me, I was in a meeting with them. And from here, I'm meeting the Minister of Interior and Minister of Gender and every time Minister. So we can coordinate activities on that.
Right.
So we are okay at this stage, and there's further things to be done.
Well, there's an issue here with the words marriage and betrothal. Can you tell us the difference between the two in this instance?
You see, we are all being confused by the term marriage in the sense of proper customary marriage, which is marriage, because marriage, even in customary sense, is marriage. It doesn't have to be the ordinance. And then the betrothal, which in a sense is a traditional right that a child is, and in this case, as I'm hearing, is a virgin they're looking for, who does certain things that a woman who has been with a man or something cannot do. So there are two sides, but from the narrative and from the videos we've seen, it appears this was a marriage with the advice of the women, the elder women, the MC. So it isn't a betrothal where there's no contact, but just do some performance of rituals and go away. That's why yesterday we had to locate the little girl. That where is she? Is she with the Ulomo or is she somewhere else? And there are further things to do. I wouldn't want to go into the details now. We want to establish that there has not been a contact. And so that then if they are saying a betrayal, then we understand. But if it's been contact with the gentleman, then it goes beyond that. That is marriage, and which the law forms.
Right.
If a tradition contradicts the statute, we're dealing with a statute, a modern republic, we have laws. And anyone who goes contrary to the law would be brought to book.
And that there is the Chieftaincy Minister. We'll be getting an update from him pretty shortly following his meeting with the Interior Minister. My colleague joins me in the studio with more from the Attorney General's office. Kojo Brace, what is it that the Attorney General has been saying about this in his letter to the IGP?
Yeah, so the Attorney General is quoting sections of the law that this practice contravenes. Now, he started by saying that they have heard that, you know, there's been some sort of celebration of marriage between one Numo Bokete Lawe Chiru, the 33rd, and one girl, Na Okromo, age 12 years old. And then they go ahead to say, as you are aware, sections 14 and 15 of the Children's Act 1998 provides as follows. 14, right to refuse betrothal and marriage. 1, a person shall not force a child, A, to be betrothed. 2, to be subject of a dowry transaction, or C, to be married. 2, the minimum age of marriage of whatever kind is 18 years. And then they talk about the penalty for contravention. This it says a person who contravenes a provision of section 2 to 14 commits an offense and is liable on summary conviction to a fine not exceeding 250 penalty units, or to a term of imprisonment not exceeding 1 year, or to both the fine and the imprisonment. Now, they go ahead to say the allegations, if proven, constitute a criminal offense for which all persons involved must face prosecution. We would appreciate it if you could cause your outfit to conduct a necessary investigation of the alleged child marriage to enable our office to do the needful. And then he says, please do not hesitate to contact our office should you require further information. So the Attorney General's office is really determined to see to the end of this matter. So it is telling the police, we want you to conduct investigations. If you need our help, we are there to support you. And when you are done and there's any wrongdoing, we will go ahead and prosecute.
Okay, so that is the Attorney General's office there. And it is instructed to bring in at this point that before we had the press conference today, a former Attorney General, Niyi Kwotu, had penned his signature to a statement that had been issued by the Dangbe Council, in which they created a distinction between betrothal and in a marriage ceremony. And then I want to quote that portion, which becomes relevant here. And they said in that statement that we are inclined to side with the Gbobu Wolomo, since the original reportage made the point that there was another ceremony that awaited the girl to purify and prepare her for procreation. We concede that whilst betrothal could involve an underage person, it does not grant license to the person to start having sexual relationship with such a child. Now, so they create that clear distinction there. They say the council has engaged the Bobu Wulomo himself and some of his elders, and it is important to clarify that the traditional ruler has stated that the relationship with the underage girl is a betrothal and not a marriage. Mm. I want to bring in a private legal practitioner. He's a human rights activist himself, Martin Kwebu, into the conversation. He joins us on the telephone line right now. Martin, do you see any legal distinction between betrothal and marriage in this matter?
Yes, that one, Evans, you see, Section 14 of the Children's Act mentions betrothal and then mentions marriage. So we have this basic ruling interpretation that normally two different words have different meanings, unless the lawmaker says they are one and the same. So if you look at 14, it separates them. Even in the subheading, in the heading, and also in the body of the section 14, where it says that a person shall not force a child to consent to betrothal, and then the C says to be married. So let's read directly. It says 14, right to refuse betrothal and marriage. So you see that the two words have been mentioned separately. Then you go on to 14.1. It says, a person shall not force a child, A, to be betrothed, B, to be the subject of a dowry transaction, or C, to be married. So you see that they've used them separately twice. So in law, we don't lightly say it's one and the same. There are so many principles we use that Parliament has perfect knowledge that the word betrothed is different from marriage, etc. I mean, I don't want us to go too much into the interpretation. But if they were one and the same, the section should have said so expressly. Then you go to the 14.2. It says the minimum age of marriage of whatever kind is 18. So you see that when at that place, we are silent about betrothal. So that is where our challenge begins. That when it came to the minimum age, it gave it for only marriage, but didn't mention betrothal. Yet, we all know that a child is a child. I don't see how a 13-year-old is grown enough to consent to betrothal. So that's the challenge. So if you ask me, you know, it's not clear. Parliament hasn't stated the minimum age for betrothal here, but some of us are thinking that since sex is near marriage, I'm not saying they are the same, but near, and then the minimum age for having sex is 16, maybe we can say at 16 a child can consent to betrothal, but not certainly not 12. 12, yeah, is. Though there's a certain law that talks about consent, let me be open. There is Section 14 of the Criminal Offences Act, Act 29, that says that when it comes to consent, sometimes 12 years will do. But when it comes to sex, then they say 16. So Evans, the thought is that even though there's a general provision for consent, that a 12-year-old can give consent, that's a general provision. When they came near something that is close to marriage, and when I say close to marriage, you know, from church, Sunday school, up to, you know, even till date, we say marriage, sorry, sex is for only married couple, etc. So that's largely our thinking. For now, let's leave aside the fact that, well, the practice is different, but the teaching is that sex is, should only be in marriage, right? So my thinking is that if you say when it comes to sex, the age should be 16, then when you're talking about betrothal, I'm thinking that the age should be 16, not 12. But if we leave all those arguments aside, then and restrict ourselves to Section 14, then an age for that consent has not been stated.
So what does that, where does that leave this particular incident then? Because as you've seen, the age is clear, that is proving that this child was married off at 12. Then they'll go on to prosecute. But as you've heard, the explanation is that this was a betrothal. You say, and then the law is clear, that a 14, right to refuse betrothal, a person shall not force a child, A, to be betrothed.
If it's established that the child was forced, that is illegal, is it not?
Absolutely. So that is the thing. So that's the consent that we are looking at. That once the child doesn't consent. But the thing is that, you see, Evans, the greater argument we want to make is that a 12-year-old cannot consent. So it means that no issue of consent should come. You see, just like if you take a 15-year-old who will be 16, even let's say tomorrow, so meaning that one second past midnight should be 16. But if you have sex with her a minute to midnight, she's still 15. So the point we want to make is that it certainly cannot be that a 12-year-old can consent.
So when the law says forced, that definitely then doesn't sound like one that was well thought through, because if a child cannot consent, and yet the law says if a child is illegal to force a child, it presumes that your first argument holds, that if the mm-hmm. child consents to be betrothed, then mm-hmm. there's some legality there.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah. So a child, yes. So you see, it's the consent that a person shall not force a child to be betrothed.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, I mean, looking at it, the thing is that at what age? At what age?
But a child cannot consent. I mean, isn't that simple? If it's 12-year-old, she's a child.
Yes.
If an adult has sexual encounter with her, some may define that as defilement.
Absolutely. So that's a separate argument. So if we find that there's evidence that they already have sexual encounters, that would be a different offense. Then the defilement will come in. And that one is very stiff. The lowest a judge can give will be 7 years. That's no matter how generous a judge can. Judge cannot write even 6.5 years.
On
for
the face,
defilement, the minimum is 7. On so the 7 face, to 25 years.
On the face of this, if you take the argument of the Ghana Dangbe Council that this was betrothal, has this 63-year-old priest committed any offense under the law?
Yes, on the balance, Evans, yes, something is definitely wrong. A 12-year-old cannot consent to betrothal. No, 12-year-old is just too low. Because, as I said, the closer, you see, but Evans, let's also be plain that, you know, it's a democracy. All these gymnastics we are doing, I think the best thing is just for Parliament to amend this and be very clear at what age can a child consent to betrothal, right? Yes. But that aside, you know, it's not only about too much hard law, but also our moral compass as a society. Using the current law, when they mention sex, they say the age is 16. So there is no way to make a mockery of the law if you can allow a child at 12 to consent to betrothal. No, that would be, let's say, it would be a mockery.
Please stay with me.
A child at 12 can consent to betrothal, and yet when it comes to sex, then they say that the age you can consent is 16. There's something incongruous. And also when it comes to minimum age of work, to work in Ghana for a child under the same Children's Act is 15. So 12 cannot cut it. We use 12 for criminal offenses. That is to say, when a child under 12 years cannot be charged with an offense. A child under 12 cannot be charged for an offense. That's what we use 12 for. But in terms of thinking, maturity to do anything, they say 15 to work and then 16 to have sex.
Stay with me, Lawyer Akpe. We want to bring in right now Stephen Asamoah-Boateng, who is the Chieftaincy Minister. Mr. Asamoah-Boateng, thanks for time here on Top Story.
Yeah, thank you.
When we spoke earlier today, you were billed to meet the Interior Minister, and I believe you also wanted to meet the Gender and Social Protection Minister. Have you met them already, and what was the outcome?
Thank you very much. You've been giving me a job to run a running story and give it like commentary as much as possible. This is an unfolding story, and I'd rather we get to the bottom of most of the things before I be very, very conclusive. What I can tell you is that we've had an interministerial meeting. Obviously, Interior is involved because I had been talking to the police last night. So I had to talk to the minister responsible. Of course, the minor is involved. And so the Minister of Gender, Social Protection, and Women has to come in. My colleagues at the Attorney General had to come in. So we've had a good interministerial coordination this afternoon. But most importantly, I've also had a meeting with the traditional authorities, but that's immediately my sphere. And also the known characters and Wulomo himself. And I've also been privy to know the location of the minor, although I haven't met her personally because it's up to the women ministry to do that. So I'm on top of some of them, but not conclusive. But what I can say is that we seem to be unraveling some few things. For instance, the age 12 that we were made to believe is incorrect. A child is almost 16, but still a minor.
So not 16.
My
yet.
Job as a government official and a public servant is to secure the welfare of a minor, which the police helped us to do that last night. And the girl is in a safe environment. This morning we checked up on her. She's okay. She's happy. She's fine. But the difference in age alone tells us there's something more we have to look for. So we won't take the word. We have to look for what's the birth certificate, for instance. Which school does she go to, for instance? So records there will give us confirmation. So that's the things that we keep on doing, or we're doing.
But you've established that the child is not 12.
Sorry?
You've established that the child is not 12.
If the what?
You've established that the child is not 12, but not 16.
No, she's not 12. 13 years, she's not 12.
What is the precise age?
Sorry?
What is the precise age?
It's July. I can't remember the exact date, but I hear it's July. This July will make her 16, so she's 15.
So she's 1-5, 15 years.
Your line is going very, very faint. That's why I'm asking you to repeat your question.
Yeah, so she is 15 years. She's 15 years old.
Yeah, 15. So whatever it is, forget about the age. She's still a minor. Under our statute, she's still a minor. And the number one job for the government to do is to protect the welfare of the minor, which we've done. And the police have done that. And we have also made sure she's okay in a very good environment. But I need to understand the culture, the tradition, and what's happened. That's why I've met the traditional authorities, including the Wulomo. We are meeting again tomorrow. Hopefully by Thursday or Friday, we should come to some conclusion. Then I can speak firmly on what we are unraveling.
So you met,
and also we need to make sure we don't portray ourselves as not being able to handle matters like this as a state. And my job is to make sure that we are firm on the ground.
So you met the 63-year-old priest in question. When you met him, what did he tell you?
Unfortunately, I won't give you the details on air at the moment because there's some more for me to do. I'm to meet him again. And so I don't want to break the confidentiality he posted me. But I can tell you that he has his version, which I need to collaborate that because I don't take just one version. But I have to see him. It's important the actors are known to me, especially when they are traditional authorities. And so I've done that. And so I'm going back to my colleagues and be able to discuss what I have heard. And they would also, like the age, for instance, I picked up from my angle that she's 12. Then the Minister for Gender came and said, no, she's 15. So until we meet, I wouldn't be able to disclose exactly what she, because it may be, there may be a counter somewhere. And let me get to that bottom line, and then I can speak on authority.
And I know you also met with the Interior Minister, as you've explained. There are calls for him to be arrested whilst investigations continue. Will that happen?
What I can tell you now is that I would not predict what the outcome or what should be done until we've met again, because I was discharged or dispatched by my colleagues to take the initiative as the Minister for Chieftaincy and Religion, and also taking care of tourism, art and culture currently, to go and do my initial backroom thing, which I normally do. Indeed, I would have wished that this information or this matter had been handled by me at my ministry level, with my registrars, to understand the context. And as I understand, this matter even happened about a week ago. It was only the public invitation for this outdooring on Saturday that then became known to some of us. But apparently it started the ritual about a week ago. And the public event was documented and invitation cards went out. So there's a lot more that I need to learn quickly, and I wish I had gone in and handled traditional matters. It's not something I discuss openly on air. That's how I've been able to handle the ministry for the past year. I go behind the scenes, talk to them quietly, and say, Nana, you cannot do this. When tradition clashes with statute, I'm afraid the statute takes precedence. The tradition has to be amended. I'll tell you, amend it. And I go to the National House of Chiefs. As I speak to them, the president of the National House of Chiefs is fully briefed. And indeed, whilst I was with Wulomo, the president of the National House of Chiefs called me and wanted to join me at that meeting. I said, no, Nana, let me come to you and brief you, then you can come in. So there's a lot of concern. We're all worried about a minor being involved in this, but it appears there is a traditional rite that has been performed, and there's no consummation of it, as we probably have heard. But as I said, that's my version I've heard.
Yes.
When I meet my colleagues tomorrow, we'll pull all these things together. So those who are calling for arrest and all that, I would say, hang on for a while. It's an option which is available. I wouldn't close it because that's not my job. The Minister of Interior would advise, and then the Attorney General would advise. And I'll give them the version I've heard. So we can then arrive at a conclusion. What is the next step?
What was the Interior Minister's advice when you met him?
His advice was to throw it to me to go and do my investigation. You are the chieftaincy. Things are not heard mostly on air. Go behind the scenes. So that's what I've done. That's why I said I wish that I had gone behind the scenes even a week ago, or even at a Friday, Good Friday, when the thing was unraveling on the Easter Saturday. But don't forget, part of my job is religious affairs. So that was the weekend of conventions. So I was in three conventions on Friday, and then two conventions on Saturday, a health walk in Kou, and then back to do a tourism program at the AMA Corp Courtyard on Saturday afternoon, then three church services on Sunday. So you can imagine.
And that there is the Chieftaincy Minister, Stephen Asamoah-Ting. Martin Kwebu, the police have told us already in a statement that they now have both the mother and this child in their protection. The Attorney General has asked for investigations. Do you expect that the police should at least invite this priest in question for some interrogation and possible arrest pending the investigations, or they should leave it as it is until they have further information?
Sorry, Evans, you were asking me a question?
No, that is for Martin Kwebu, lawyer, who's on the line with me.
Yeah. Evans, I think the police know, for Ghana, by the practice, you can expect that they will call him in for interrogation even before they are done with their investigations. It is something that, by practice in Ghana, they usually do. Ghana police don't wait and finish their whole side before they call in suspects. It looks like here, they from the beginning, they need the suspect. And sometimes, well, even though if you copy the Americans, etc., or you follow them, you will say, yes, their method, they wait and finish everything on their side, generally, not always. But Ghana here, early in the investigations, they need a suspect. And sometimes the suspect may go and volunteer information. You've seen cases where the suspect rather even nails himself. Yes, there are a number of them, okay? So it's to be expected that by practice, the police will call him in. And that is okay, as long as they don't detain him months on end. Evans, to be clear, under the law, Well, I'm sure maybe we'll come to that. If you look at the punishment, if it's just a ceremony, a punishment is a fine to a maximum of 3,000 Ghana and a maximum of 1 year imprisonment. By our law, that's a misdemeanor. But since a person is innocent until proven guilty, there's no basis to keep him in custody whilst investigations go on. No. If they arrest him, you know, an arrest can be even for a minute, two, three, four. Yes, it can be that, okay, we want to arrest you so that you bring sureties. So that the essence of it is to say that in case Ulomo absconds, then the sureties will be held accountable. They can do that, fine. But definitely not the kind of arrest that they should keep him in custody for months. No, we are making progress. You remember just yesterday, the Attorney General, I mean, we got information, was it yesterday or the day before yesterday, that police should stop impounding vehicles. And it was like Christmas come early. That was so great. That was a yeoman's job, right? We want to have a better democracy. I went to court for non-bailable offenses to be declared, what, bailable. So I'll be the last person to say, catch the Ulomo and throw him into custody for months. No. Ah, but look at all the corruption. The people, the big people in Ghana, they are there. You've not arrested them. This small offense is what you want him in custody for. No. Mm. By our law, let's go through due process. This is not an offense that requires him to be in custody whilst he goes to court. No. But the police can arrest him for 5 minutes, whatever time, and say, okay, bring your sureties. Then they will sign the bail bond so that in case we can't find you, then they will fall on the sureties to produce him, or the law will take its course against the sureties.
Mm. Martin Pibu, thank you very much. Stephen Asamabwating, the Chief Tenancy Minister, thank you very much too. What do you make of this unfolding story? 0551111997 on Newsnight. We start in a minute.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.